Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Obviously, we're living in a world that is contradicting a lot of the things I'm saying that the Bible says. And I think that situation is given to us by God. It's ordained by God in the same way that sometimes God brings pressures on the Israelites in the Old Testament. For example, in the book of Judges, he doesn't drive all the opposing forces out of the land in order to test the people of God and to see where their hearts really are at. And that's what I think he's doing with the church today. He's bringing up some really controversial and contradicting elements. And he's really, by doing this, he's asking us as the church, where are you really? Are you following me or what? Where's your heart really? And this is a sticking point. And in fact, Paul says that it's necessary for these things, for heresies even, he uses the word, to come about in order to prove the true. So this is all very much what's happening in the culture, definitely a plan of God, and he's certainly in control of what's going on. And churches need to check whether they're assimilating and just kind of being politically correct, or are they standing for what's really true while listening to the legitimate concerns that the culture raises. I've pastored a lot of young people, and I've found that they're usually afflicted by one of the big three, either fornication, that is, you know, sexual activity outside of wedlock, or pornography, or monogendered, also known as same-sex relationships. And I call them the big three, the porn, forn, and the gender torn. And they're big difficulties and temptations for our young people today. So that's something where understanding what God says can really help us, understanding and being powered by the salvation that Christ brings us is really the answer to all of these ways in which we're asked to withstand temptation. And Christ really can bring us into these healthy and wholesome relationships through these principles. Christ has made the way for us, so we can actually come to a place where we are both maintaining equality and the asymmetries in our families, in our marriage relationships, and in the church as well, because the church is the family of God.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.